From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Standing in front of a mix of Chinese and American flags, President Obama and President Hu Jintao accentuated the positive at a news conference in Beijing today. They spoke of the importance of the U.S.-China relationship and about cooperation on a wide range of issues. On the big topic of the economy, they agreed to do something about the imbalances that helped bring about the financial crisis. But as NPR's John Idstey reports, change won't come easily.
In the run-up to the financial crisis, the U.S. and China reinforced each other's bad habits. Americans happily consumed more than they could afford, using borrowed money, much of it from China. Meanwhile, China gladly kept Americans shopping by exporting products at artificially low prices. After his meeting with President Hu today, President Obama said the leaders had recommitted to taking a more sustainable approach to growth.
A strategy where America saves more, spends less, reduces our long-term debt, and where China makes adjustments across a broad range of policies to rebalance its economy and spur domestic demand.
But how likely is it that the two countries will be able to make good on those pledges? First, let's consider what China needs to do, which is focus more on selling to its own people and less on exporting to the rest of the world. The first step in that process, says Ken Rogoff, a former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, is for China to take its thumb off the currency scale. Virtually the whole world believes that China's currency, the yuan, is significantly undervalued.
They are flirting with allowing their currency to appreciate a little faster, but they're very nervous about doing anything to throw off the export machine.
If its currency rose in value, China's exports wouldn't sell as well. The country's growth would slow, and unemployment would rise. To pick up the slack, Shanghai economist Andy Xia, who used to be an analyst with Morgan Stanley, says China's government needs to give households the means to consume more. Right now, he says, Chinese workers are intensely focused on saving for retirement. That's partly a result of China's one-child policy.
You have two parents, four grandparents, and one kid. And obviously, all these people are not going to depend on this kid for their retirement. So they're all preparing for themselves.
With Chinese households stuffing their mattresses, there's not much money left for shopping. The government has taken some steps, boosting pensions and health care. But Xia says the government needs to do more. He suggests taking government-owned shares in Chinese companies and giving them to individuals. That could boost consumption and make the Chinese economy less dependent on exports. But she acknowledges this would be politically challenging. Ken Rogoff says the U.S. faces its own hurdles in getting Americans to save more and spend less.
It is massively difficult politically. We like to shop. We like to consume.
Fear of unemployment and declining wealth has recently prompted Americans to save more. But Rogoff, now a professor at Harvard, thinks the U.S. needs financial reform to cement the progress.
We have to prevent a situation where consumers are going nuts the way they did in the run-up to the financial crisis.
That means discouraging risky lending by banks and eliminating things like no-money-down mortgages and government subsidies that supercharge the housing market. But Rogoff is doubtful there's the political will to do what needs to be done. As for the other step in U.S. rebalancing, reining in our massive budget deficits, Rogoff says that may be even harder because it will require tax hikes.
It's deeply embedded in the American psyche now that we don't need to pay taxes, and yet we expect all these government services.
And, says Rogoff, raising taxes only on the rich won't balance the budget and live up to the commitment President Obama repeated today. More likely, says Rogoff, a value-added tax or national sales tax would be needed. That would both reduce consumption and help balance the budget. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.